I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and thankfully the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers, which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins. We held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now for a Monday brand new week. If you've been following our program, even dating back to our days at CBS, you know that we have had a long-lasting relationship with Americans for Prosperity. We have been on street corners registering voters. We've partnered with events over the years, and it's been a lot of fun. And Americans for Prosperity is in the midst of a launch of a multi-year, multi-million dollar campaign. They are targeting area politicians here in Nevada. And joining us now, Michael Lambert, Americans for Prosperity policy expert. And he joins us. Where are you calling us from, Michael?
Hey, Kevin. I'm calling in from Virginia today, just outside of D.C.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Tell me what this whole campaign is about. It's going to be multi-year. It's going to be multi-million dollars. Explain what it is.
Yeah, so you teed it up very well. It's called Unrig the Economy, and it's a federal state initiative that we launched last week. And it's going to be targeting members of Congress and letting their constituents know that they need to hold them accountable when it comes to handing out special favors using tax dollars and providing, you know, tax loopholes and special carve-outs and implementing regulatory barriers and protectionist policies that all basically rig the economy in, you know, special interest favors, but not in the interest of the, you know, the average American taxpayer.
Now, one aspect is you are holding Senator Catherine Cortez Masto accountable for the Export-Import Bank. The problem is most people don't understand what it is, what it does, and their eyes glaze over when you start talking about it. How do you get Americans engaged in something like the Export-Import Bank?
Sure. So you're absolutely right. That's an issue that a lot of Americans, frankly, haven't heard of, and rightly so, because, again, it's rigged to favor a lot of big business, particularly Boeing and a lot of other manufacturers and massive corporations. But essentially, it's a government-funded bank that provides loans for the purposes of exporting and theoretically importing goods with other nations, with other countries. The problem is it basically is just a big government handout to a lot of these big corporations, some of which I mentioned, and it's up for reauthorization. The Export-Import Bank is up for reauthorization this year, and we think that it is a massive part of unrigging the economy back in the favor of, you know, American taxpayers.
So what would happen if the Export-Import Bank just went away?
Honestly, not very much. In fact, we almost have a case study of this. So for the last 4 years or so, the Export-Import Bank was severely limited in the amount it was able to loan in terms of export loans. And that's for a variety of reasons that kind of gets into the weeds. But essentially, if you compare the time where they were limited in what they were able to do as a bank and compare it to the times and compared to the industries that didn't receive assistance at all, there was not a single bit of evidence that suggested there was any difference made whatsoever by those loans. So in other words, the Export-Import Bank exists for all of these handout reasons, but the theory goes that they provide all of these economic benefits, none of which actually came to fruition during the time that they were limited in what they were able to do. So this is a very strong point, we think, that suggests, you know, why are we handing out billions and billions every year to massive corporations, certainly domestically, but also to state-sponsored entities around the world? And I'm talking China and Russia and a lot of other countries that aren't otherwise super friendly with us. We're handing out American tax dollars to a lot of industries that don't need our help.
Again, Michael Lambert joining us from Americans for Prosperity, a policy expert for that fine organization, headquartered in suburban Washington, D.C. Talk about the tax extenders. I know that you're going to be dealing with both Stephen Horsford and Catherine Cortez Masto on tax extenders. But the problem is, again, a lot of people don't know what that is.
Sure. So similar to the Export-Import Bank, you know, it's another flavor, if you will, of government handouts for big business. Now, tax extenders specifically are special interest tax breaks, in this instance, that expired at the end of 2017. And what Congress does, and they have done in the past, is they basically go back and retroactively fix it so that a lot of these tax breaks are still applied to a lot of these industries. And when I say industries, I'm talking about, you know, Hollywood film producers, racehorse owners, biofuel manufacturers, motorsports complex owners. So when I'm talking about tax breaks, I'm not talking about for, you know, your average American taxpayer like you or me or your listeners. I'm talking about for, you know, Hollywood studios and, you know, big fancy racetracks and a lot of, you know, renewable energy companies that, you know, receive billions in special tax breaks that they are ultimately not accountable to the federal government.
Is it AFP's view that there should be no tax incentives in government at all, whether it be building a stadium, whether it be partnering with public-private partnerships, things like that? Is it AFP's belief that we should not be in that business at all?
Sure. So we obviously look at everything on a case-by-case basis, but generally speaking, we are opposed to all of those kinds of subsidies and all the tax breaks that otherwise distort the market and pervert a lot of incentives that otherwise would need to be there for sort of a free flow of market information. And when the government comes in and floods the market with all of these goodies and handouts and billions of dollars in subsidies, it distorts what otherwise should be a free and open economy.
States do that all the time. We've had our state of Nevada do it often with building stadiums and different things, and you give incentives, and all of a sudden a Tesla plant grows up in northern Nevada. Is there a place for some tax incentives?
In the context of what we're talking about, I certainly can't think of any. Stadium subsidies are a perfect example of this. You hear a lot about, the economic activity that they will generate, and they make for great headlines and great ribbon cutting ceremonies. But if you look at the data on the areas around the neighborhoods around stadiums after they are built with tax dollars, economic activity is nil most of the time. I mean, what is spent is never really recuperated in either dollars or jobs or, you know, otherwise economic activity.
Congressman Stephen Horsford sits in Congressional District 4. He sits on the House Ways and Means Committee. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto sits on the Senate Finance Committee. What are you asking them to do? What specifically do you want them to do? How do you want them to vote?
Well, we would like them to, you know, as always, vote with the best interests of their constituents and the taxpayers in their district in mind, and not be sent to Washington essentially with an unspoken mandate to basically be looking out for big business and massive corporations. Specifically this year, we are asking those members you mentioned and members throughout the country that sit on those committees to very seriously consider not renewing the authorization for the Export-Import Bank, and also not renewing, as they have before, these tax extenders that we were talking about. And that's the main tenet of this first phase of our Unrig the Economy campaign. It's eliminating those massive perverse incentives that the government hands out.
Is this a nonpartisan, are these nonpartisan issues? Are these things that will cross the aisle, so to speak?
Oh, certainly. It's absolutely nonpartisan. In fact, you will see that most of Americans, right and left, agree with us. In fact, there was a Washington Post ABC poll out recently that says 62% of Americans think that the U.S. Economy is rigged not in their favor, but to benefit those who are in power. And like you said, this is a nonpartisan issue. We are willing to work and partner with anybody to do right. That's Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives across the country.
Let me just ask you, because the more I listen to you, the more I think Bernie Sanders could be given the same speech today somewhere in America. Is this something that even Democrats, very liberal Democrats, that they would embrace your position?
Well, we certainly hope so, and we think it's one that could easily be embraced by a lot of, your Bernie Sanders and people who share his ideals. This, frankly, at the end of the day, is big government wasting money in favor of big business. And, we recognize that there's a role for government, generally speaking, and we obviously want to encourage business in a responsible way, but that does not include all of these subsidies and handouts. So I think it would be, right up Bernie Sanders' alley to be passionate about this issue and wanting to express to his constituents that this is not how responsible government spends their tax dollars.
Now, I've followed Americans for Prosperity over the last, since 2011, I guess. And I got to tell you, this seems like a little bit of a departure. Is it different than what AFP has done before?
No, I mean, you'd have to define departure a little bit, but I mean, we've always been consistent on this issue, if nothing else. The economy cannot be rigged in any one industry's favor. It's not just unfair, it hurts the economy, and it incentivizes businesses to, waste time and money lobbying the government for special favors. So unrigging the economy means ending government favoritism and allowing everyone to succeed based on their own ability to create value, and not whether or not they can extract sweetheart deals from the government. And that's been our consistent view for pretty much since the inception of AFP.
Again, Michael Lambert joining us, Americans for Prosperity policy expert. You rolled the program out last week. Has there been any reaction from Republicans or from Democrats?
Not that I've seen specifically, but the reaction we've had from our activists and a lot of the partners that we have out in the states has been overwhelmingly positive. The American electorate and the American taxpayer have been screaming about this issue for decades now, and to the extent that we can provide an avenue for those voices to be heard, we are more than happy to do it.
Have you had any kind of an audience with people like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, the leadership in Congress, because they could be of enormous help to you?
Sure, and like I said, our partners, here at headquarters and throughout the states, are working on as part of this campaign to create a lot of that upward pressure, not only on the committee members who have jurisdiction over these issues, but also congressional leadership. Because fortunately or unfortunately, at the end of the day, they are the ones pulling a lot of the levers in terms of what makes it to the floor and what gets time devoted for debate. But it's definitely a part of our campaign to include anybody who is able to wield any kind of influence over this issue.
When does the campaign, the media campaign, the digital, the direct mail, when does it open up?
It should be starting in earnest, if it hasn't already, depending on the state. We've rolled out a bevy of digital ads and other media to engage people on this issue. And if they want more information at all, they can always go to AmericansForProsperity.org and read up about what we're doing in their state, as well as at the federal level.
You just took my last question. I can't believe it. You answered it for me. Hey, thanks so much. Always appreciate what you folks do at AFP. Thank you so much, Michael. And I know we'll talk again. This is just the beginning of the campaign. We will get involved as we move along. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
Michael Lambert joining us, Americans for Prosperity policy expert. talking about this idea of eliminating tax extenders. I got no problem with that. The export-import bank, I got no problem with that either. You know? I mean, these are you know, billion-dollar corporations, and yet we're creating a place for them to go get a loan. They can't go to a bank? A savings and loan? They can't? Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. The 2020 presidential election campaign is underway. Democrats will showcase their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes, it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, we're going to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5, the debate begins at 6. Get there early and see our special pregame show. Enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, Sleepy Joe Biden, or Crazy Bernie. Remember the fun we had in 2016 at our Rhythm Kitchen Republican debate watch parties? We're picking up where we left off. And here's the best part. Admission is free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets. And we'll see you June 26th and 27th at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
My friend. You know, breakfast is my favorite time of the day, and nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, okay. Today is the 25th anniversary of the white Bronco chase through Los Angeles and L.A. County. It was it was something I'll never forget. For those of you that were alive then, I'm sure you feel the same way. O.J., though, is back. O.J. is back. He's going to Twitter. And he is doing videos. And a lot of people, in fact, Victor Jakes was on with us earlier in the show, and said he just assumed that O.J. just go away. I happen to feel a little differently. I would be interested to see his take on life. He has a compelling life story. Running through airports, if you're old enough to remember his Hertz commercials. It was Hertz, right? Yeah, it was. And, you know, everything that happened, did he do it? Didn't he do it? I happen to be one that thinks he did do it. Whether the glove fits or doesn't fit, I think it was wrong to acquit. And I honestly believe he did it, okay? That doesn't mean that he didn't pay his debt for society. The problem is he paid his debt to society for something else he did. And that's carrying carrying guns into an area resort and trying to collect his personal memorabilia. I want to find out from you, and we'll do that coming up in our next half hour. If you believe what Victor Jakes believes, which is, I wish this guy would just go away. I want no. Or if you agree with me, that you would be fascinated. Inquiring minds want to know. Now, I'm going to tell you what the smart folks do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. They call in early during the break, the bottom of the hour break. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Have you had it up to here with OJ? Now that he's discovered Twitter, do you wish he'd just go away? Or are you like me and you want to see more of OJ? I mean, obviously, I don't know that he could get himself a reality TV show, because that takes sponsors, and sponsors might not want to support OJ. And by the way, if anybody has access to OJ, I'd love to have him on this show and find out what he's up to now. Stick around. Here's the number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter? OJ, you're welcome. Come on. At Kevin Wall Radio. We make it easy for you. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week. One of the promises we make is we agree to watch the mind-numbing Sunday chat shows, the talk shows, Face the Nation, State of the Union, Fox News Sunday, all of those things. And we say, hey, you go out on Sunday morning and you go to church. You go to brunch, you go play golf, you do whatever you want to do. And as long as you'll listen on Monday, we will monitor what goes on Sunday morning. So you don't have to waste your time. For instance, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, let's go to cut 4. Because one of the things you find with this woman is you find that she is she gives away all the Democrat speakers. Anyway, but let's go to cut four real quick. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with Jonathan Karl differentiating between an impeachment inquiry, hearings, and an impeachment vote. Listen to this.
You have 41 freshman Democrats that are in seats that were held by Republicans. And from everything I've seen, virtually all of them, these are your majority makers, all of them oppose moving forward with impeachment.
I would disagree with that assessment. I think that some of these dynamics are changing. I would very much not say all of them are opposed to impeachment. I think many of them are extraordinarily concerned about the misconduct coming out. You have to look at the process. There is opening an impeachment inquiry, mm-hmm. and then there's the impeachment vote itself.
Right.
There may be some that are out on the impeachment vote itself, but I think that there is a growing sentiment, even among many of these frontliners, as we call them, swing district Democrats, that think we should at least open an inquiry and look into the abundance of evidence, 10 counts of obstruction of justice, 4 with rock solid evidence. We have violations of the Emoluments Clause. We need to at least open an inquiry so that we can look at what is going on. And that is what opening an impeachment inquiry means.
Isn't there a risk, and I know I take your point about not wanting to do this for politics, but politics mm-hmm. is very real here.
Absolutely.
If you open the inquiry, there's a vote, the president is impeached, obviously he would still have to be convicted in the Senate with a supermajority. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So don't you risk handing him a political victory?
So there's a couple of scenarios here. One, there's always the possibility that you open an impeachment inquiry and it does not result in a referral.
Mm-hmm.
That we open the inquiry.
Wouldn't that be a victory for
look at everything.
Trump too, though?
I think that this is about us doing our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're talking about what's going to be a victory for Trump and what's not going to be a victory for Trump, then we are politicizing and we are tainting this process, which should be removed from politics.
There you have it, AOC. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. This is bizarre. Cory Booker was on with Joy Reid over the weekend. And I want you to listen to the strategy that Joy Reid is saying, that what we need to do is gin up the base and make sure that blacks and Hispanics and women, that they all come together and vote. But I want you to listen. This is cut one, by the way. Cory Booker on with Joy Reid on MSNBC.
Can the Democratic Party win in 2020 if their base goes in saying we gave them power, they won't use it? If the base of the Democratic Party feels that the party isn't fighting and that they just want to try to throw legislation to Mitch McConnell up for him to kill, then how do you get a movement like election if the Democratic base is starting to get dispirited?
Well, first of all, I fully agree with you that we don't win this election if we don't see record level turnouts in African American communities, in base communities. We just won't win, and that's one of the cases I'm trying to make right here. The record in turnout was created in 08 and 012. Those are the two highest voter turnouts. There we had an African American leader emerging in our party that spoke to the highest aspirations, not just of African Americans, firing up that base, but this country as a whole. We need an aspirational leader that will not settle for incremental change. We need massive change in America, because on my block, I live for decades now in an inner city black and brown community. Folks want to get rid of Donald Trump, but they're not hailing the days of 2014 and 2012 when you still had shootings in my neighborhood, when you still had people who work full-time jobs in my neighborhood but still leave food stamps at my bodega. Beating Donald Trump is not enough. We've got to get back to an election with a vision that can actually solve the problems of working, struggling folks, the attacks on our public schools, the attacks on unions, the attacks on voting rights, the attacks on women's rights, because so many of the gains that we were making back in my parents' generation are being driven back now. This has got to be a referendum, not on Donald Trump, but a referendum who we are going to be as a nation and who we're going to be to each other.
You know, if you listen to enough of the Sunday shows, you get a sense of the strategy. The strategy involved. You also see some of these presidential wannabes on the Democrat side who continue to tap dance around. You know, for instance, the law that criminalizes coming into America illegally. There's a law that makes it a crime. Julian Castro wants to eliminate that law. Listen to how Jake Tapper has to literally wrestle an answer out of Beto O'Rourke. This is cut six. And this is Beto O'Rourke with Jake Tapper, State of the Union, tap dancing around that law that criminalizes coming to the U.S. illegally. This is cut six. Here we go.
I don't know if it should be repealed, Jake, but I think that we should acknowledge that most of those who are arriving at our border right now, especially from Central America, are at their most desperate and vulnerable moment. They pose no threat or harm to this country. And we proposed a family case management program so that they are not held in detention at a fraction of the cost and at an improved rate of showing for their court date or their appointments with ICE officials. We help them to follow our own laws, and we treat them like the human beings that they really are. So policies of caging kids or separating families or metering where we have migrants and asylum seekers wait in Mexico, where they are prey to criminals and to those who would take advantage of the most vulnerable, that cannot be this country. We have to live our values and ensure that our laws reflect our reality and our true interests in this country.
Okay, but just to get a straight answer on it, it sounds to me like you think the law that makes it a crime to be in this country illegally, it sounds like you think that that should stay the law.
I think what I'm saying is that in the vast majority of cases, there's no need to incarcerate or to detain migrant families and especially children. But if somebody is attempting to smuggle human beings into the United States, if they are attempting to cross illegal drugs into this country, I want to make sure that we have the legal mechanism necessary to hold them accountable and to detain them to make sure that they do not pose a threat to this country or to our communities.
But you disagree
with the bigger picture.
You disagree with Julian Castro. You don't think that it should be repealed.
Yeah, I've answered the question. I do not think that it should be repealed,
okay.
But I'm trying to get to the heart of the issue, which is that
Got
we treat people humanely, that we improve our security not through walls and through cages, but by making sure that those who are at their most vulnerable, who are trying to follow our asylum laws, are able to do that, and that we then rewrite this country's immigration laws in our own image. Having people come out of the shadows demonstrably makes us safer. Having folks trust local law enforcement because they have no fear that it will lead to their deportation makes our communities stronger, more secure, and safer. And then it allows this country of immigrants and asylum seekers and refugees to truly live our values to the benefit not just of those immigrant families, but to the entire United States of America.
I still don't know what Beto wants us to do. No, that's weird. I still, after a couple of different tries at it, Jake Tapper, I don't think he got an answer. We're going to take a break. When we come back, major problems with Iran. I don't know where it's going to end up. We may end up at war with Iran. I don't know. Serious stuff, though. And we'll get to it next. Live and local now. The 2020 presidential election campaign is underway. Democrats will showcase their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes, it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, we're going to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5, the debate begins at 6. Get there early and see our special pregame show. Enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, Sleepy Joe Biden, or Crazy Bernie. Remember the fun we had in 2016 at our Rhythm Kitchen Republican debate watch parties? We're picking up where we left off. And here's the best part. Admission is free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets. And we'll see you June 26th and 27th at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste. Selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I love those. I love the food. I love the service staff. I love the ownership. They're just really nice people. I promised you that I would let you hear about this deal that's going on with Iran. I mean, there is an outside possibility. We could end up at war with Iran. The Iranians don't make a lot of sense. We know that they foment terrorism around the world. They supplement terrorist groups. Mike Pompeo is the Secretary of State. And rather than talk about this, Mike Pompeo was talking, Chris Wallace asked him a question about Oppo Research. In fact, let's go to Cut 7 real quick, see if we can squeeze it in. This is Chris Wallace on with Mike Pompeo on Fox News Sunday. This is Cut number 7. This is the Secretary of State.
Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I don't think it's coming from Russia. You do.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life. You don't call the FBI. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Is accepting Oppo research from a foreign government right or wrong?
Chris, you know, you asked me not to call any of your questions today ridiculous. You came really close right there. President Trump has been very clear. He made it very clear, even in his first comments. He said, I'd do both. He said he'd call the FBI.
He said maybe I'd do both.
President Trump has been very clear that he will always make sure that he gets it right for the American people, and I'm confident he'll do that here as well.
Well, at the risk of getting your ire, the president told Fox and Friends on Friday, and I agree, he kind of walked it back.
Didn't walk it back, Chris.
Yes, he did. He said maybe on Thursday, but he also made it clear to George Stephanopoulos that he did not see this as foreign interference. I want to play a clip of the president's own words.
I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
He says it's not interference, it's information. The country, sir, and I don't have to tell you, has a long history dating back from to George Washington in saying that foreign interference in our elections is unacceptable.
Chris, President Trump believes that, too. I have nothing further to add. I came on to talk about foreign policy, and I think the third time you've asked me about a Washington piece of silliness that chased down a story that is inconsistent with what I've seen President Trump do every single day.
Okay. Now, a guy that knows a lot about Iran is Adam Schiff. Now, granted, he's from the People's Republic of California. He's bizarre. He was on with Margaret Brennan, though, but Adam Schiff, this is Cut 8. He believes Iran is guilty of trying to bomb those tankers, those oil tankers. And was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation.
You heard Tom Cotton, the senator, and before that, the Secretary of State, lay out this case against Iran. You, because you're on the Intelligence Committee, have been tracking the intelligence as well. Is there any question in your mind that it is Iran and its Revolutionary Guard that is behind these attacks?
There's no question that Iran is behind the attacks. I think the evidence is very strong and compelling. In fact, I think this was a Class A screw-up by Iran to insert a mine on the ship. It didn't detonate. They had to go back and retrieve it. I can imagine there are some Iranian heads rolling for that botched operation. But nonetheless, the problem is that we are struggling, even in the midst of this solid evidence, to persuade our allies to join us in any kind of a response. And it shows just how isolated the United States has become. Our allies warned the United States. I think our intelligence agencies warned policymakers that this kind of Iranian reaction was likely a result of a policy of withdrawing from the Iran nuclear agreement. And so what we see is a split of the U.S. from our allies, and we see Russia and China coming together and having Iran's back. This is, I think, the worst of all situations, and the maximalist pressure campaign has maximally failed and only heightened the risk of conflict. For my colleague, Senator Cotton, to advocate that we attack Iran and provoke a war, that there's no congressional authorization necessary, I think is exactly the wrong answer on both levels. Congressional approval is necessary to initiate hostilities against Iran. We should be trying to corral a response, though, from the international community to protect shipping, to impose sanctions. But because we have so alienated ourselves from our allies, that's not happening.
There you have it. Adam Schiff. Believe it or not, he is absolutely certain. And again, he's on the the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. So he should know. In case you didn't know this, the 2020 presidential election campaign is off and running. Democrats are going to showcase their growing field of presidential wannabes on June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes that it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. Now, Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 Debate Watch parties. Notice I said parties, plural. And yes, we're going back to Rhythm Kitchen. You remember all the fun we had in 2015, 2016 at Rhythm Kitchen? Oh, we'll mark down the dates. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors will open at 5. The debate begins at 6. Get there early. See our special pregame show. You can enjoy free hors d'oeuvres while they last. Make sure you, by the way, make sure you wear your MAGA gear. And feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas and Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And by the way, here's the best part. Admission is free. So go to NevadaGOP.org, click on calendar to get your free tickets. That's NevadaGOP.org. Click on calendar, and you can get your free tickets. And we'll see you June 26th and June 27th, our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215. We had so much fun. And we're going to do more of the same. No, this is going to be a hoot. And booing is allowed. No, I'm serious. You want to boo Joe Biden? Be my guest. Hooting and hollering, it's allowed. Tomorrow, we'll preview the president's speech. You know, Tuesday night, tomorrow night, the president is going to speak in Orlando. He's going to kick off his reelection campaign. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. There are going to be a lot of watch parties around the community. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun. Trust me. We will do this again tomorrow. We will preview the president's speech. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Stay cool, live and local now. Time to you.